Well, I have with me Lee Williams, Executive Director of the Symbian Foundation, which still has at least 50% of the world smartphone market. Now, I'm at the Symbian Foundation show, and a year ago, I'd barely thought of an iPhone app. Now, there's an avalanche. What effect is that having on you?
Well, I think it clearly shows consumers like to extend these products, and they like to customize them. And as a result, though we've always had applications available for Symbian products that customers could download and extend, there's clearly been a call to arms as it concerns what Apple's been able to do with the App Store. So we're paying attention, and we're focusing a lot of our workshops here today on this, and even launching our Horizon publishing program to help remedy these issues for our member companies.
Mm-hmm. Because Symbian and Nokia had millions of developers on their books before, but never sort of developed apps in the way that Apple has. What have they done that you didn't do?
Well, I think, you know, it was hard to envision a scenario for myself in particular where somebody would roll out of the bed in the morning and create an iFart or an iBeer type of application. So though those are valuable things to consumers, it hasn't always been the focus of people who were working with third-party developers. However, I believe strongly the consumer is always right, and we're listening, and we're trying to attract the type of developers, and having some success attracting the type of developers that can create those same types of fun applications.
Yeah. One of the strengths of the iPhone, I suppose, is that developers just do it for one phone. Whereas with Nokia, I believe you have to go to different departments of Nokia in order to get it. Symbian also deals with other telephone companies. Is that solvable in the short term?
It is solvable. So the issue you're referencing is a developer has typically had to try to build an application for devices in over 70 different form factors and with three different major UIs in what was UIQ, S60, and MoUP S. What we've done is unify under one UI. Mm-hmm. So we're going through unification in that context. More than that, all the device form factors, we're adding functionality to the software to make common APIs and things so it's easier for developers to have a single target.
Oh, right, so a developer can just do one version and it'll work on
all
Symbian phones?
On all Symbian phones. In fact, in what we call Symbian 4, which is a code under development. Mm. There is what we call a fully declarative UI. So as an example, a developer doesn't even need to know about display orientation or resolution or anything on the device. Again, just an example of something we're doing to make it much easier.
Mm. Oh, that's really interesting. But Apple have also got so many apps in there already, hundreds of thousands of them. Have they sort of done everything that can be done, or do you see any new kinds of apps that...
Well, I'm of the belief a couple of critiques I would have of Apple's approach to this thing that they've done with the App Store. So again, credit for tremendous success, credit for delivering value to the marketplace. But a challenge point is, you know, mid to long term, will that model be successful of taxing a developer 30% without representation and with onerous filtering guidelines and so forth to get to the marketplace?
What would be the comparable share with
so.
Symbian? They're 70-30, aren't they? What's your revenue share?
Well, we don't take a revenue share from the developer. We do work with stores that take a share from the developer. And in most cases, it is 30% or less. In some cases, there's a free or for pay or for download distribution model like with third-party companies. So I think Apple App Store needs to evolve in that direction to stay competitive. Mm-hmm. We're certainly going to raise the bar a bit in that regard.
And how important will open source be?
It will be huge. Open source and open source models are the way to do software development in the mobile space today, period.
Right.
So I think, again, this is an area where over time, Apple may struggle under what I'll call the innovator's dilemma.
Okay, well, final quick question. Do you have any favorite apps from Symbian?
Oh, I absolutely do. Gravity is a Twitter client that's one of my favorite, and Mobler is the last FM client that's tremendous. I also like the Fring IM application. They're all great apps.
Great. I'll have a look at them later. Thank you very much indeed, Lee Williams.